back now. NBC News has learned that transgender swimmer Leah Thomas has quietly been mounting a legal challenge to rules that would keep Thomas out of the Olympics and other top-level competitions. A lawyer for Thomas says the challenge brought to the Court of Arbitration for Sport in Switzerland looks to overturn rules issued back in 2022 that prohibit trans women from competing in women's swimming events.
All right, here we go again with this insanity. You know, I want to live in a world where anyone can compete in any sport and may the best person win. But facts don't care about my feelings. And we have facts that we have to consider. The facts are men and women are built differently. And it's not our fault, it's evolution's fault, right? Men are faster, stronger, and that's because of testosterone. Women are more nurturing, they have babies, things of that nature. So it's not at all a surprise why we have women's sports and we have men's sports, because we know if we force men and women to compete together, women wouldn't have the ability to win anything. It's obvious. We all understand. But now we have the transgender issue. Okay, so what's the issue? The issue is that biological men want to compete with biological women. And we know that if that was to occur, those biological men would dominate the biological women's category. Now, in the United States, we have laws, federal law called Title IX, which says you have to have men's sports and you have to have women's sports. And the reason why is because we have to have the availability of women to be able to compete and win. And they can compete and win against other women, but they can't compete against other men. So Title IX dictates that you must provide women's sports and men's sports because of these differences. So this is not something that's right wing. This is not something that's just out of left field. This is not something that's transphobic. This is the state of the law today. One thing that you never see is a biological woman transition to a male and compete in men's sports and dominate or win anything. You don't see that. Why? Because those women who transition to the male gender, they don't have all of those advantages and they can't compete against men. Now, what we see all the time, because it's shocking that we see this all the time, are biological men who transition to female and want to compete against the women. And not only do they just compete, they dominate, breaking women's records and the whole nine. So it's like, it's a head scratch. You're like, is this really fair? Is it fair that a biological man can believe that they're a woman and they compete against biological women? So the fantasy versus the reality. Now, I would say no. I have been saying no. But there's a ton of people out there that says yes. And Leah Thomas is one of those people. So let me introduce you to Leah Thomas. Leah Thomas is a trans woman, born a biological male, competing against the men when she was in college. When she was competing against the men, she was like 438th place. But she was competing as a man with the men. Then she transitioned to female, still with that man's body, and went from 400th to number one against the women, breaking NCAA records. Check it out.
University of Pennsylvania swimmer Leah Thomas taking first place in the NCAA 500-yard freestyle. She is the first transgender athlete to be crowned NCAA champion, but not without controversy, because critics say she has an unfair physical advantage over the other swimmers and should not have been allowed to compete. Now, second place went to University of Virginia swimmer Emma Wyant, who won a silver medal in last year's Tokyo Olympics. She's getting an outpouring of support on social media, with some calling her the true winner.
So now, since this became like such a hot button issue, the governing bodies of certain sports started clamping down, saying, okay, if you were born a man and you grew up as a man and now you decided you're a woman, you can't compete against the women. Why? Because it's inherently unfair. We segregate the sexes for a reason. So World Aquatics, the governing body of Olympic swimming, said, yeah, Leah Thomas, you can't compete against the women.
The new policy that effectively bans transgender women from competing in women's swimming events. Juju Chang is here with more. And Juju, this goes into effect starting what, this morning?
Absolutely, Robin. Good morning to you. And this is by far the toughest restriction against transgender athletes. Swimming's international governing board saying they consulted with scientists and policymakers and voted to essentially ban trans swimmers from elite competitions, including the Olympics, unless they medically transition before age 12. Some see it as a triumph of fairness or equity, while others see it as a blow to inclusion.
FINA spokesperson telling the AP that according to the scientists they consulted, if you transition after the start of puberty, you have an advantage, which is unfair. While the science is still evolving, some medical experts say the effects of higher testosterone during male puberty may never be fully erased.
What are the physical aspects that trans women may not be able to roll back with hormone therapy?
Obviously, issues related to body size, airway size, hand size, foot size, perhaps bone density, and so forth. But I think the main thing is the interactions of exercise training and skeletal muscle.
So World Aquatics said, you know what? Let's just stop with the BS. We're not going to allow women to compete with the men. And they're not the only ones. The track and field organization did the same thing.
The ban on transgender track and field athletes from high-level women's events, including the Olympics.
This morning, the international governing body over track and field announcing a ban that prevents transgender athletes from participating in female events after going through male puberty.
Many believe there is insufficient evidence that trans women do not retain advantage over biological women.
Now, this makes sense because of the science. It's because of what we know. This is something we've known for thousands of years, right? Since the beginning of time, we've known that there are these differences between the genders. That's what we call them men, and that's what we call them women. So this wasn't really a hard thing to do. But obviously, they want to be inclusive, but they understand that there's a level of fairness for competition that you have to consider when you're talking about allowing men to compete with females in these sports, at the elite levels particularly. Now, obviously, Leah Thomas is challenging those rules that don't allow her to swim at the Olympics.
So this legal challenge actually started, as I understand it, back in the fall. Why are we just hearing about it now? And will it be settled before she were to go to the Olympics?
So the international body that's overseeing this case, by default, its cases are confidential. That's why we're only hearing about it now, because it leaked to the press, basically. And NBC has confirmed that information with Thomas's legal team. And the short answer is no. It is highly unlikely to affect Thomas's ability to participate in this year's Olympics, not least because she isn't registered currently with USA Swimming, the American swimming governing body. Now, whether it might affect her ability to participate in the 2028 Olympics here in LA, that remains to be seen.
So I'm going to end on this. This is Kelly Robinson. She is the president of the Human Rights Campaign and Human Rights Campaign Foundation. She is a trans rights advocate, and she's someone who they pay to educate us stupid conservatives on trans rights and these issues of gender inclusion. So here she is answering questions from senators. And I'm telling you, this is insane.
All right, let's go back to the biology. Male, female, boy, girl, okay? Biologically, do males have an advantage over females biologically in sports?
Full stop. What's the answer? What's your answer, right? Now, we're not talking about if this one woman can beat this one man, right? There are many women who could beat me in a foot race, right? There are many women who probably kick my behind in MMA, right? Because they're trained. So this is not about the individual man or the individual woman. We're talking about as a whole. We're talking about when you get to the elite levels, right? Everybody's doing the best that they can and they're getting paid to do it. Could women and men compete? Are they equal at that level? And we know the answer to this, right? That's why we have men's sports and women's sports. That's why in the Olympics, if you look at all the women's records versus all the men's records are so much more either faster, they throw farther. It's always hugely better, except in things like, let's say, gymnastics, where it's more artistic instead of actually strength and speed. So yeah, the fastest woman to ever run the 100 meter dash wouldn't win a high school race against men. A high school race. So yes, if you're just talking about in general, this is an easy question. At least it is for me.
Again, I'm not a physician and I can't speak to that.
What's your real world experience?
It depends. I mean, there are some people who are born male that I'm faster than if I were to sprint against them, and some that I'm not. Some males that are taller than some women and some that are shorter.
You don't believe that a biological male has a physical advantage in sports over a biological female?
Not as a definitive statement.
You know what? I am going to say this. This is such a dishonest way to argue with someone, right? To engage in conversation or try to get to a point where you guys can have an understanding. And the reason why is he's talking about in general. And as you can see, she's talking about very specific in the one-on-one situation. Are there men that she can beat in a foot race? Yeah, somebody who may be in a wheelchair or something like that, right? There are men out there, people who can't walk. Yes, you can beat them in a foot race. Those men, you can beat in a foot race. But we're talking about in general, right? In general, what we know, all the science, all the records, is that statement generally accurate that men have a physical advantage? And there's no way you can know that's the truth. But she wants to be dishonest and doesn't want to just admit that truth, because you can't admit to anything reasonable, because, you know, well, I think her job depends on it, to be honest.
How many female members of the NBA do you see?
Well, I can say that, you know, there's been this news article about men that think that they could beat Serena Williams in tennis, right? That they think that they could actually score a point on her. And it's just not the case. She is stronger than that.
What's your experience, Ben?
Now, she just invoked Serena Williams. So I'm going to play you the clip of what Serena Williams says about playing against men.
Well, actually, it's funny because Andy Murray, he's been joking about myself and him playing a match. And I'm like, Andy, seriously, like, are you kidding me? Because for me, tennis and men's tennis and women's tennis are completely almost two separate sports. So I'm like, if I were to play Andy Murray, I would lose 6-0, 6-0 in 5 to 6 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. Because it's a completely different sport. The men are a lot faster, and they serve harder, they hit harder. It's just a different game. And I love to play women's tennis, and I only want to play girls because I don't want to be embarrassed. I would not do the tour. I wouldn't do Billie Jean any justice. So Andy, stop it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna let you kill me.
So yes, Serena Williams agrees with me.
Male, female.
Both Serena and Venus lost to the 203rd ranked male tennis player, which they're phenoms for women. My experience, my husband, he swam at University of Kentucky.
Damn, Riley Gaines just came out hot. Venus and Serena Williams were the top tennis players ever. Lost to the 200th. Boom! Riley's getting good at this. She's getting good at this. But they're going to call her a transphobe, like they're going to call me a transphobe, because reality is transphobe. I don't know, guys. Make it make sense.
As well. In terms of accolades and in terms of national ranking, I was a much better swimmer than him. He could kick my butt any day of the week without trying.
Okay.
Now, I think what Riley put forward is that, you know, if we're talking about athletes who are training at the elite levels, it's not even a question, yes. Matter of fact, the average woman, I probably can beat, you know, I can still bench press like, what, 225, 250 pounds. What woman do you know? Matter of fact, that would be, if I was a woman, I'd be competing in a lot of, it maybe so in some women's weightlifting category. I think the Canadian record was like 279 pounds. I used to bench that like nothing, maybe like 5-10 years ago.
I just think, Ms. Robinson, I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. I think you lose a lot of credibility when you don't concede that a biological male has physical advantages over a biological female. I just think that's a proven fact, and you really hurt your credibility. I understand you want the world to be a better place. I do too, and I don't think people ought to be discriminated against because of an immutable characteristic. I don't. I think everybody ought to be free to be themselves. And what you do in your bedroom or what I do in my bedroom with a consenting adult is nobody's business. But if what I do in my bedroom with a consenting adult, if I decide I want to tell somebody's child about it, then other people have rights too. And I think parents have rights. And I think biological females have rights to be able to compete fairly in sports. So I really think you hurt your credibility when you refuse to acknowledge that biological males have an advantage over biological females. It kind of makes me wonder about all your testimony.
Now, here she is arguing with Ted Cruz. Now, this is hilarious. It really is.
Ms. Robinson, do you agree with Ms. Gaines that there's a difference between women and men?
That's a softball question. She's got to answer this right. Of course there's differences. Hell, we even have different words for them. Right? This is as easy a question as we can get, right? How much more easy could this be? Let's see. Let's see if this is now a complicated answer. This can't be.
Gaines, that there's a difference between women and men?
If yes. The question is about trans women.
I'm just asking, is there a difference between women and men?
I mean, what I can say is that the NCAA has rules in place. They've had rules in place for the last decade. And when this competition
okay, happened, I'm going to try again.
The rules were clear.
Do you believe there's a difference between women and men? It's a yes-no question. Do you believe there's
home
a difference?
Runs.
Oh, I think that we're talking about this case with the NCAA.
No, I'm asking a question. Do you believe there's a difference between women and men? Most people could answer this very simply.
I'm curious
if you're willing to do so.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. I'm just putting it into the context. Of the conversation that we're having, I think that there are definitions related to sex.
Is that a yes? So I'm trying to get a yes or no. I'm not trying to get a speech. Is there a difference between women and men?
I think that there are definitions for biological sex.
Okay, so you're not answering that. Let me ask you this question then. Why do women's sports exist? If you can't define a difference between women and men, why not abolish women's sports and just tell little girls to swim with little boys and see who wins?
Oh, I'm simply saying that that sex
my
is different
question,
than gender.
Why
and I do,
do
believe
why
that women's,
do women's
sports,
sports
have a great
exist?
Value. I mean, Senator, I'll tell you right
now. Ms. Robinson, please answer the question I'm asking you.
Yes. So she's trying to give a speech and avoid the question, but they're asking her very pointed questions. And you can tell, even the simplest questions, she can't answer. I don't understand this. Like, this is not helping her cause. This is not convincing someone like me that, hey, maybe I should rethink it. Maybe rethink it. It's making me think, this woman is insane, and I can't believe that people are giving her money to continue this insanity.
Absolutely.
Why do women's sports exist?
I think that there are so many positive benefits to sports.
But
I mean,
why have a separate category for women? If there's no difference between women and men, why to have women's sports?
I'm saying that there's a difference between sex and gender, and that the NCAA has rules in place, which they have for the last decade.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to enter into the record an article from Duke.
I like that. He's like, I'm not going to finish her speech. She's not answering anything. Why do we have women's sports? Well, you see, but like, listen, we're asking you direct questions, and you're not answering any of our questions. Why is she even there testifying? What is she even saying? Yes, we segregate the sexes because of these biological differences in the genders, right? And in the sexes. We know they exist. That's why. Simple.
Duke Law called Comparing Athletic Performances for the Best Elite Women to Boys and Men. And it goes through examining in 2017 the top records for women in the world in various track and field events. So, for example, in the 100 meter, the top record for women in the world was 10.71 seconds. Now, that record for the number one woman in the world in 2017 was, in the year 2017, broken by 124 boys under 18. In that same year, the record for the number one competing woman in the 100-yard 100-meter dash in the world was broken by a total of 2,474 men. If the radical Democrat agenda to destroy girls' sports and women's sports succeeds, little girls will not have a chance to compete. So I ask unanimous consent that this article be entered into the record.
Which side is more reasonable? Don't forget, like, subscribe, do all that great YouTube stuff. My name is Aiden Laurie, and I'm going to see you next one. Peace.